This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
If you're driving, I want you to pull your car over. Because this may cause you to have an accident. I've known Pat since 1989. Never saw this coming. Right before we went on the air, he said, go ahead, Pat.
I forget what I said.
No. No, but it's seared in all of our memories.
I said I liked La La Land.
What the hell has happened?
Going on 2 weeks ago because we got sick after we haven't talked about it yet.
You know, we never talked about that musical we saw, Glenn.
That's what he said. That's what he said beforehand. You know, we haven't talked about that musical we went to see. And I'm like, musical that we went to see? What are you talking about?
Well, we didn't go alone. It wasn't like a, you know, we weren't holding hands as dates. We actually had our wives with us. But I thought that was a really good movie.
You leave for 2 days. You come back. Is this the same Pat?
I am in another dimension.
No.
I've entered another world.
Right.
Because my wife saw it, and she did not really like it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly, when I heard the word musical, I stopped listening to conversations about it. I am shocked. I mean, because I'm not surprised to hear Glenn likes it.
Right.
Obviously, right up his alley, makes perfect sense.
Yes,
but
sure
Pat
does.
Gray.
I know.
What has occurred?
What is happening?
I'm a well-rounded individual.
No, you're not.
I have varied tastes.
No, you do not. He was in here yesterday while you were gone, Stu, and he was ranting off the air something about Boston and how they went wrong in like the 1970s.
Every time, because we'll go out to lunch sometimes after the show, and every single time I get into his car, the first thing that happens is Boston blaring through the speakers until he awkwardly like reaches over and turns it down really fast because he turns the car off with Boston at full.
It may not be Boston. It could be Foreigner.
It could be Foreigner. Right. That's really period.
Or
that's
Styx.
The end of-
right. Or strangely, you know? Now, La La Land.
The soundtrack. Yes. The soundtrack to La La Land. I thought it was enjoyable. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't so musical it was an opera.
Well, those are different, but yeah. I'm going to give that to you. I know what you mean.
You know, because, like, what was it? Was it Les Mis, the movie that was just non-stop singing? It was just, okay, I've had enough.
That's what Les Mis is.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'd had enough.
Right.
By 5 minutes into it. But this, it was enjoyable, except they didn't want, well, I don't want to blow it for anybody, but the ending is sad.
I think the ending is beautiful. I think the ending is great. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, Glenn has already blown that, I think, on the show.
No, I don't think I have.
I don't remember him blowing that.
What, okay. That she gets canned?
Oh, no.
I've said it.
Canned goods.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.